When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We can all agree that there's a hierarchy of Halloween candies, right? Like some candies and things that are given out for trick-or-treating hold a higher value in a child's mind than others. And as you're getting older, you know that basically what you're going to be giving out for Halloween will hold more of a value in those kids' eyes. Like your reputation for the year is highly based on your decisions that you're making for tonight. You know, like what will you be giving out? Well, what she is deciding to give out for Halloween this year for trick or treating, her kids are giving her a hard time for this. But like, y'all, it's a fun ask my mom today. It's a fun ask my mom. Do we agree that she's gone way too low on the Halloween hierarchy? Today on the show, welcome.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Yeah, hi. Today is the 31st of October. Welcome to this week's edition of Certified Mama's Boy. Happy to have you here. If you're new to this, it's now our once a week podcast, twice if you listen to More Mama's Boy, that we do every week. It's three principles. Live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
So we're going to start our Halloween show off with the topic of what are phases of life that you're glad to no longer be in? And I had a moment on Sunday where I woke up and I don't know it. Maybe this is like a 40-year-old thing or maybe not. Maybe you're still in this phase. No offense, but it's just funny how I'm no longer in this phase and I'm so happy to be out of this phase, which is waking up and it's the Sunday after Halloween Saturday, right? Because yeah. You know, Halloween always has it's really a Saturday holiday as you get older. If you don't have kids, like it's really a Saturday thing, right? It's right. The closest Saturday to Halloween is going to be Halloween Saturday.
Right.
And not having to post my costume picture on social media, I am so thankful to be out of that phase of my life.
Absolutely.
I used to put a lot of stock in that, right? Like it used to actually mean something to me. Like I really cared about having like a cool costume for Halloween and like, oh my gosh, people are going to so care like what I'm being for Halloween. Now I couldn't give two shits. It actually looks terrible. I kind of feel bad for some of these people because I'm like, that took a lot of time.
Yeah.
It's a lot of valuable time that you put into that, right?
It's a lot.
You know?
You and Shannon, your ex-wife, I mean, you guys knocked it out of the park.
Well, she did. I mean,
yeah, she did.
She always put value in. I stick to the fact that guys don't really care about Halloween that much. It is absolutely a female's holiday. And if your husband or boyfriend tries to convince you otherwise, they are being dishonest. I don't know why. I don't really like to put on costumes. I don't like to, I don't know. I just,
and we
just,
never made a big deal out of it as when you all were kids, other than the candy.
Yeah. I don't, you know,
you had costumes and all that, but it was really all about just getting candy.
I don't know a lot of guys that like really are like, man, I can't wait to put on a Halloween costume and like go do stuff. I think it's, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, you know, but I would say, I mean, it's not going to be 100%, right? But I would say it's probably 90-10%, right? Where more women get excited about all that than guys. But I did, for a couple of years, I really enjoyed like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to put together this costume and then go post it on social media.
I'll tell you a funny story. Speaking of costumes.
Yeah.
The first year that we lived in our house in Norcross, we had a Halloween party for our church. And the scariest
what
thing.
What is that like, by the way? Halloween costume, Halloween party for
it
church.
It was fun. I mean, we were Episcopalians. So it was, you know, plenty of booze and plenty of fun. but anyway, the scariest
doesn't sound like the Halloween party that Jesus probably envisioned. He's no, like, it was I died on not, this cross and you guys can't even just chill for a day?
No, it was not a prayer meeting, that's for sure. Yeah. But one of the couples came disguised with like mask, and they didn't say anything all night long. And after about an hour, it got really eerie because we all started getting spooked about,
yeah,
what if these are two people that we don't even know that shouldn't be at this party, and all of a sudden they turn out, pull out knives and stab us.
Yeah,
you know?
And I was going to say, nowadays, maybe they're back in the 80s, that was okay. But nowadays, well, I feel like nobody would be comfortable with that.
It was spooky then. And finally, someone said to them, you guys, you know, like, people are freaking out. It wasn't me, someone else. You guys have, you know, got to reveal yourselves. And it was this older couple, lovely couple, and they died laughing. But that was scary.
That's not funny.
That
That's
was
weird,
scary.
Right?
It was not funny. No.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
No.
Well,
no.
You know, as obviously at time of release, it's Halloween. And yeah, I listen, if Halloween's your thing, that's great. I've learned to like Halloween, but it still falls mid best holiday of the year.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
it's
you
still
know, I've enjoyed on the fan page though, sharing all the
yes,
you know, outdoor stuff. I
that
mean,
has
I
been
think
fun to
that's
watch.
That's been fun for the decorations. That's
if you're not
been
a certified fan.
Do.
Yeah. If you're not a certified fan, my mom has a neighbor that does the most. Like literally every day goes out and creates. I mean, I can't imagine the amount of time that takes every day. An hour maybe?
Me either.
And changes a skeleton scene.
Uh-huh.
I'll be curious to see what happens now.
Uh-huh.
That it is Halloween. Yeah. Like with the final, like it must feel like there better be a big production because
big finale tomorrow. Or
and
today.
My mom, you gotta keep in mind, she doesn't live in a very populous area. There's probably there's 30 people that drive past that each day.
I mean, there's 12 houses on our street.
Yeah. So like I don't know why that's hey, listen, if Halloween's your thing, happy Halloween. It's good to be back. Yeah, we took a week off and we are back in the saddle.
Yes.
I don't know that I am doing any better than the last time that we no, I am. I am doing better. You know, in case you're new to our podcast, I've been dealing with this concussion, which has been like so not fun. And my brother came into town for a couple of days and for about a week. And it was stressful because I already have host anxiety. I don't really love when people come visit me because I feel like there's so much pressure to be always doing something or figuring something out or what are we going to do? And like, you know, are they bored or what do they think? I don't know. It puts a lot of pressure. So we got the idea to go to Philadelphia because it's about an hour and a half drive. Mm-hmm. And well, he did. My brother did, honestly. He was like, have you ever been to Philly? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, let's go up there. I heard there's great vegan food, some good outside hiking and stuff. And I was like, okay, you know, I feel like as I'm living in this portion of the world, I should go check out the, you know, the major cities. I've been to DC, I've been to Boston, mm-hmm. I've never been to New York, but I haven't been to Philly before. So like, why not? You know, let's go to Philly. My review of Philly, it's not much to it. Have you been before, Mom?
No.
I think Philly is like Baltimore, where it's like, you know, it's not really, you're probably going to go for the sports. But I absolutely felt the same vibe that I feel here. Like you can tell people really love, like, you know, that are from there really love it, you know?
Uh-huh.
But you know, like we went to see the Liberty Bell and I'm going to tell you this right now. If you've never seen the Liberty Bell, I'm going to ruin it for you. Because the second you walk into this museum that the Liberty Bell's in, mm-hmm. they flat out are like, listen, the whole thing's a scam, okay? It's a lie. You've been falling for this lie for so many years. this bell was not actually rung when the Declaration of Independence was signed.
Oh.
Also, it's not cracked because it rang too much. So that actually was just a fault in the actual bell. So basically everything's a lie. And you're like, okay. But you saw like where the Declaration of Independence was signed. That was cool. It was definitely a cool thing to go see. And after that, it was like,
that
all right.
About it.
Like there, you know, the city hall is really beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think it's just one of the, it's kind of like here where it's like, there's not like a big thing to go see or do in Philadelphia. You kind of just go for the vibe unless you're probably going for sports or like, you know, the history. And I think same with here, right? There's a lot of history here, but I would even, if somebody was coming to Baltimore, I'd have a hard time being like, oh yeah, you should definitely, we have a nice aquarium.
Yeah, you do.
But I don't really know there's like a thing, you know. Maybe because in California it was just really easy to pick out things to like go point people to do. But here I'm like, okay, you can go to Fort McHenry. That's where they wrote the Star Spangled Banner. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to the aquarium. Uh-huh. Or you can walk around. You can go to a Ravens game. I feel like Philly's the same way. It's kind of like a bigger version of Baltimore. But you can tell there's a lot of pride in that city as well. Yeah. But after I saw it, I was like, well, okay, like that's that. You ever go to a city and you're just like, well, all right, cool. It's the same way I felt when I went to Chicago. It was like, okay, like, yeah, I see it.
Hours and you're done.
I see what's happening here. Like I see what this vibe is about. And I think I'm cool on this. So we did one day of just kind of, what I mean, like we did like half a day, of like I'm just kind of sightseeing. And we saw the Rocky Stairs. You know, where Rocky runs up and in the movie. And so saw that. And we did some hiking the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And we just ate a lot of food. My brother's vegan too. So we just ate a lot of food and just had, you know, the problem with my brother is that he is so deep of a human that by the time him and I spent any time together, every time he leaves, I'm always like, what is this? Is this all a simulation?
You know, it makes like, you think, doesn't it?
Am I even here on this planet right now? I'm not even sure anymore. So Thursday's show, which is our More Mama's Boy show for the very first time, because a lot of you guys have been requesting this.
Yeah.
And I've never quite known what to do with it. I'm just not quite sure still what to do with it. But my brother Brian's going to be on More Mama's Boy on Thursday. And I felt like, because More Mama's Boy's a little more chill than Certified Mama's Boy.
Yeah.
And so I don't really feel like we've got to like, he doesn't have to come on with a story or like a wacky hijinks. Him and I can just kind of sit down and chat. And that's just, I don't know. More Mama's Boy, which is our Certified Fans podcast only, is, I don't know. It just has a more chill vibe. Wouldn't you say? It doesn't feel as structured over there.
Oh yeah. It's more laid back and it's more intimate really.
Yeah.
You know? Because so, it's like you're just talking to your friends.
Right. So that's that'll be Thursday's show. Hopefully you'll subscribe if you're not a certified fan because we'd love to see you over there. Mm-hmm. And So here's I want to point out some geography here. And I'm going to see if you know the answer to this question, okay? Most likely you do. It's actually going to be a two-part question, okay?
Okay.
Do you know where the Salem witch trials were held? Kind of Halloween theme too.
In Salem, Massachusetts?
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's very good. Now, would you be able to pick out Massachusetts on a map?
Maybe, but it would be tight.
Okay. It's tiny. I mean, answer that question for yourself. You probably you probably know that the Salem witch trials happened in Massachusetts, right? Salem, Massachusetts. We learned this. The problem is I don't think, and we can debate this, but I don't think most humans know where that is on or Massachusetts is. Like you may be able to pick out Boston, maybe, but like could you really like pinpoint Salem, Massachusetts on a map? Probably not,
tiny.
Right?
Yeah.
So that got us in a little bit of trouble.
Uh-oh.
So because of my concussion, I'm really like everything's like very overstimulating for me. So one reason why we picked to go to Philly was because I need to be driving, but I can't really drive that much. Right. So I was like, well, Brian's like, well, I can drive. And I'm like, well, no, because I need to like, you know, get my brain's basically having to relearn how to do everything right now. And so I drove for about 30 minutes and then we had to stop because my eyes were hurting. We stopped for about 10 minutes, then we drove for about 30 more minutes, then we stopped again at a rest stop because then I was getting dizzy, and so he actually drove the rest of the way there. The way back, though, we didn't really have any plans. We kind of felt like we had done Philly in a couple of days, and so we were like, well, why don't we just kind of make a day of getting back and like stop and see certain things on the way back? And so we kind of looked at the map and tried to figure out like what was between Philadelphia and Baltimore. Right. And as we look at the map, Salem popped up and we were like, oh my God. Like, and I was thinking, I was like, I find the Salem witch trials to be very fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I just find the whole story to be very fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I especially keep in mind, it's like a couple of days before Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they do it up big over there, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, it may even be like a little bit of a tourist trap. Like, why not do it? But like, okay, well, let's, we are going to stop in, where's Biden from?
Delaware.
Where Delaware, though?
Ugh.
Is it Wilmington, Delaware?
I don't know.
Well, we just stopped there. And then
no.
Brian told me that.
No, it's a smaller town than Wilmington. It starts with an S.
We stopped in Wilmington, I think. I think it was Wilmington.
Yeah.
And Brian said something about Biden in there, whatever. Yeah. So we stopped there, which, by the way, is absolutely nothing to see.
Like
we literally just found a park and we were like, because we had, again, I had to like kind of take breaks on the way back driving down. So we're like, okay, it's 30 minutes from Philly or something like that, maybe 45 minutes. Okay, like, well, we can make stop for a couple hours. And we're like, all right, cool. So we just walked around this park for a little bit. And there's literally nothing to do. If you ever are driving through, just don't. There's no need to stop there. And I know what's going to happen is there's going to be somebody from there that's going to hear this podcast and never listen again. So forgive me. And you can also message me and tell me how great the place is. And we just missed the highlights and attractions. And that's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, we could not find anything to do that made any kind of sense except for go to a park by the river. And we walked the park for a while. Okay. But it's okay because from there, it was only about a 30-minute drive to Salem, Massachusetts. And we were like, okay, cool. That's going to, you know, that's going to be exciting. It's perfect, right? 30 minutes away from where we were. And it's really good. And so we get in the car and we start heading over there. And about maybe 10 minutes before we get there, Brian goes, uh-oh. And I was like, oh, what? Like, what's wrong? He was like, Well, actually, I know what happened. This is how he actually got it started was he goes, Salem's not in New Jersey, right? And I was like,
Oh, no.
Why?
Oh, gosh.
Well, apparently him and I were heading towards Salem, New Jersey,
oh,
which is not where the witch trials were.
Oh,
no. So I think, and then we realized that Salem, Massachusetts was actually about 8 hours away, where we actually were at the time.
Oh,
so,
God.
I'm just letting you know, don't make that mistake. I also thought it was gonna be kind of funny because, and unfortunately too, it was out of the way too. So we basically just had to stop and turn back around because I didn't know what happened.
No.
I know nothing. Actually, you know what? We should do this. Let's see what Salem, New Jersey is known for. Let's see what we missed out on because maybe we missed out.
They have a park.
Let's see. Salem, New Jersey.
And Biden's from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
That's right. He's from Scranton. known for Salem, New Jersey. Oh, here we go. This is what we missed out on.
No.
Salem grew to be one of America's most prolific tomato growing and canning centers.
Wow.
With the products being shipped and enjoyed in every country of the world.
Wow. Tomato capital of the world.
I did not know that.
Who knew?
So I'm sad I missed out on that now. I'm disappointed about that. I'm really
well. There are probably no tomatoes on the vines right now. So
yeah, we really would have been disappointed. I feel like
yeah, it would have been a bummer.
So anyway, just keep that in mind. There's multiple Salems, and if you see Salem on the map, it may not be that may actually be New Jersey because I honestly don't think I could pick out New Jersey on a map. I'll be completely honest with you. I'm not sure I could even do that. I don't even know I could pick out New York on a map. So honestly, my whole geographic knowledge of this area, I would say, is not great.
A D minus.
And we got to see no witches on this trip. So, all right, Mom. Well, let's we'll do our quote for today. We're going to come back after our commercial break too. Just FYI, we have a little round of a segment that we're going to do called "Should We Tell This White Lie." And we'll get to that plus and ask my mom in a couple seconds. But first, our quote for the week.
Okay. It's from Henry David Thoreau. Public opinion is a weak tyrant compared with our own private opinion. What a man thinks of himself, that it is which determines, or rather indicates, his fate. Now, I like that. I like that thought because it's not what other people think.
Are you far from the mic?
No, I'm not now.
Yeah. I take a week off and...
I'm real chilled. I'm just laid back in my chair. I've been to Montaluce today. I've had some wine.
I can tell, yeah. I feel like you're in the other room. We had the hardest time trying to get going today. I don't know. It's like we both took a week off and forgot how to do all of this.
Exactly. Anyway, you know, we do beat ourselves up so much about what other people think of us, and we let that shape us sometimes into whom we are, rather than knowing ourselves and thinking highly of ourselves, our own personal opinion, and standing tall in who we are. Yeah,
I don't know why it's weird. Maybe it's a 40-year-old thing. I'm not sure, but it's just funny how little I care. It's funny though, because as much as I say that, there's definitely still things that I think me as a person, I feel different, you know, like I just don't really care what people think about me as a person because I'm very secure as a person. It's funny though, because I'll tell you the story and I won't, let me be careful with the story. Let me think about this before I say it.
Well, you can always edit it out. It is your show.
Well, I know, but I'm just trying to, I just don't want to get in, but it's not actually my story to share. So I'm just basically in the last couple of weeks, there's been multiple times where people have said something negative about the radio show. And for some reason that still bothers me. I'm not sure what, like somebody has said, that like, I don't want to say that one. Cause that like, wasn't my, neither of them are really my story to tell. I kind of heard secondhand about both of these. So I just feel like, yeah, best if I don't say anything right now. Yeah. But two different occasions where I don't know why that is. I'm not sure why.
It's okay if it's about you.
Yeah, but about the radio show. Why do I get defensive about the radio show? I don't know.
I mean, that's a huge part of you. It's your show.
I guess. It's funny because I feel less attached to it than I do to, I don't know, but both those times, like, they kind of cut me to the core. Whereas, like, if somebody came up and said something in my face, I'd just be like, maybe I just don't love myself anymore. Maybe that's a problem. Maybe it's actually an issue. I used to think, I was like, wow, I'm free from caring what people think. And I'm like, wait, maybe that's a bad thing.
Well, if they're talking about the radio show, though, they're talking about you and Jess.
Well, I think you care a lot about Jess. Yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe I do put a lot of pride into it. You know, I spend a lot of time on it. You know,
you do.
Today will be our first day back in 6 days, I guess. Yeah. Off. And so,
yeah,
it was kind of weird to be away for so long. And I don't know. Do you feel that way, Mom? Like, what are some things that still? I remember that when I was married, if somebody said something about my ex-wife, I used to get really triggered about that. Now I just join in with the conversation. I said, tell me more. But are there still things that you find that trigger you if people say versus?
Well, yeah. I mean, I had lunch with a friend today that's another nonprofit executive that's still working. And we were talking about, because she's moved to another nonprofit now, and we were talking about how, you know, people don't really talk about our organizations to us. But how if we hear something that implies that they think we didn't do a good job, how that really kind of pierces our heart.
Wait, so you don't do a good job as CEO?
We may not have done, you know, the best job or whatever, or even if it's an implication, right? And we were saying how people don't talk to us about our organizations anymore, other than in general, right? And so, you know, we both said, but really it's okay because we did the best we could do. And I really feel, and she really feels too, like we did a really good job. So,
but do you,
we have to, but it's your ego.
Yeah.
You know, saying,
do you, if somebody came up to you and said, I think you're stupid, like you don't care about that, do you?
Not really.
But if somebody came up and said, I think you did a bad job at Rainbow Village.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would crush
me. Wow, that's funny, right?
Yeah.
Why are we like that?
It's the same thing with your work. I think for me and probably for you too, because I worked so hard and I loved it so much.
Yeah.
And it meant so much to me personally that I did a good job, you know?
Right. Yeah,
for all the people involved.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. I don't know personally. I just don't, things don't affect me, but the work stuff still kind of cuts me. That's weird. Is that the same with you too? Like, do you feel the same way? Do you, when you, you know, if somebody came up to you and said something like personally about you, would you feel some kind of way versus if they came up to you and said something about like what you do professionally or I don't know, like maybe your parenting? We do a radio segment now called, well, it doesn't have a name on it yet, but basically, I want to call it Am I a Bad Mom, but everyone's voting against that. It's basically, if you've never heard the radio show before, it's where we just get moms to, they typically DM or email us. Some have called, but.
It's like Ask My Mom here.
Kind of, but it's very specific. Like it's ever, if somebody calls you a bad mom or like insults your parenting, come on the show, tell us what happened, and we'll tell you it's a bad mom move or like basically you're overreacting, right?
Yeah.
And so that cuts people to the core, though. It's the same kind of thing as I think that's probably, it's funny, right? Like, I don't know why we take like things that aren't us so much more personally. Or maybe we just feel like they're more us than, you know, just actually being us.
Yeah. I think it's just because we work so hard.
Yeah.
And give so much of ourselves to what we do.
Possibly. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Not that we don't care about ourselves as much, but honestly, you know, I mean, I would be offended about my work, but not about me personally.
Yeah. Today's podcast is brought to you by our friends over at BetterHelp. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I'm thankful to have these guys on here. And I, you know, there's so many times in your life, and I know you've been here before. You may be here right now. And if you are, you know, listen closely. And if, you know, this doesn't resonate now, I know it will in the future, where like your racing thoughts are keeping you up at night, they're waking you up early, and they're kind of like preventing you from being able to enjoy your life, right? You ever been there before? You've been stressed out, thinking about something too much, brain starting to talk too much, you know? And one of the best ways I found for those racing thoughts to go away is to go to therapy and talk through them. And you're like, wait a minute, Kramer, here we go. Here's Kramer talking about therapy again. And I know it can seem intimidating, you know, but it really, I mean, I've been to therapy for so many different reasons. I'm back in therapy again right now for this whole assault thing, which we have a lot to talk about with that too. It's been, a week's gone by and I feel like a lot's changed.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk about that next Tuesday. Yeah, listen, there's just so many different positive coping skills you can get no matter what you're going through. That doesn't have to be, sometimes you just feel stuck or you feel like you just want to talk through things. Sometimes you might be going through a crisis and that's great too. I always try to recommend you don't have to wait till a crisis or only wait for crisis to like talk about things with a qualified therapist, you know? Like don't ever think your issues are never too small to go to therapy. So get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Kramer today to get 10% off your first month. It's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Kramer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so shout out to two people. God, who was it? It was Dante and it was, damn it, I forget who else. Sorry, it's been a long time now. I feel like a week off. It feels like a year sometimes. I am hopefully soon going to be able to get our certified Mama's Boy, certified fans birthday shout outs.
Oh, yay. That'll be fun.
I had two people. Dante was one of them. Reach out and explain. Okay. I've told you that I'm trying to figure out how to sort your birthdays and be able to shout out.
Was it Donald?
No, it wasn't Donald. I forget who it was now. Sorry. And I hate when I do that too, because I know it feels like a bummer.
Carissa?
When you're like, but whoever it was, you can DM me and say it was me. I'm like, damn, that's right. It was you.
Anyway, so that's going to be coming soon. Listen, I'm going to be honest with y'all because, you know, I always just try to be as upfront as possible. We've had three certified fans drop this week. And like, there's nothing worse than being like, okay, I'm just going to go get away from it all. And then I literally have three people quit certified fans. So I'm going to tell you, like, I'm just going to reiterate this. And I mean, I'm not like too worried about it, but I'm just a little worried about it. You know, I'm going to do this podcast as long as it makes sense. And as long as you guys are enjoying it, I know it means a lot to some. It means a lot to me. I want to keep this thing going. Unfortunately now we're almost 100. Well, I'd say we're probably going to be 90% sponsored by certified fans, right? The contributions right. made by certified fans every single month is what's going to keep this podcast going. So if we don't have that, I don't have the disposable income to keep this podcast going. So I just hope that you'll consider becoming a certified fan and sticking around for a minute. It's a $6 a month contribution, or you can do a whole year for $60. And all that money goes to the production of this podcast. So, you know, I don't take any of that. That's I ain't getting rich off this podcast no more. So I hope that you'll consider being a part. You know, if you are a certified fan, you get a whole extra show every single week. If you've never heard More Mama's Boys, a little more laid back over there. I'm still trying to formulate it a little bit because it does have a different vibe. I don't know. It's weird because it feels, you know, this feels like we're talking to like a bunch of you. And I know that like we have thousands of people all over the country listening to this podcast. More Mama's Boy, I mean, I know how many certified fans we have, and it's a couple hundred. And so it's funny because I just feel like it's like us going out to lunch or something. It's weird.
That's right.
It's a weird vibe over there right now. I'm just trying to figure it out because it is such a smaller group. It's a way more intimate show. And so hopefully you'll give it a listen. And there's other perks to becoming certified fans that we're kind of retooling when I can get out of this concussion phase. But it's just by texting the word fans, FANS, to 888 Kramer 8. You know, I want to keep this podcast going as long as humanly possible. We still have been in terms of podcasting, this podcast has been a big success. I mean, even if we stopped it today, I feel like we did really damn well for what this podcast was, you know, 800 some odd episodes and, you know, listenership all over the country and podcast magazine, all that stuff, you know, it feels really good. We're evolving, and I hope that you'll come along, and I hope that you'll be a part of this, you know, extra bonus show that we have every single week. And so just text the word fans, FANS, to 888 Kramer 8. You can go to the show notes of this podcast. It's over there too. And certifiedmamasboy.com is a link on there too to go check it out. All right. Okay. So we're going to do a little game called Is This a Bad White Lie? I think I've changed the name of the segment now twice.
Okay.
As my mom and I both found ourselves in situations where I've already done my white lie, and I'm not sure if it's bad or not. And my mom is debating doing her white lie, and I'm not sure if it's, I don't know, mom, this is, doesn't feel great, but I don't know. Does it matter? You know? Okay. Let me give you mine first. So we're in Philly, and Philly is like Baltimore. There's like no parking, right? Parking's terrible there. So you got to do street parking. Well, I told Brian, I was like, man, I don't do a lot of parallel parking. I was like, hop out just and make sure that I can get out. And so he gets behind me and he starts to give me like visual cues. Well, at the same time as he's telling me, he's like motioning me back, the car in front of me is moving forward. Like it was parked in front of me, right? It was starting to move forward. Oh, I think to kind of just give me more room. And it really threw me off. I don't know if it was a concussion or just what, but like it just threw me off because I was just like, it was like the car, like, I don't know. My brain just kind of did weirdness. And then I stopped paying attention. And for some reason, Brian doesn't think there needs to be audible cues, I guess. If you're about to run into somebody's car.
Oh, no.
So he didn't say anything. And like all of a sudden it was just like, and I was like, oh shit. And the car kind of bounced for a second. I'm like, oh damn it. He's like, didn't you see my hand? It was stopped. Like, why would you not say something? Like just yell, tap the car or something. Like it just seems like that's like helping someone get out of parallel parking 101, right? So I get out of the car, I walk, you know, I'm just kind of frantic. And that's such a shitty feeling, man. Don't you hate that feeling? It's the worst. I look at the car, and honestly, it definitely made a noise. But it looked absolutely fine. We looked at it like even he, you know, and he's damn
Jesus part two over here or something. And he was like, I don't see anything. And I was like, yeah. Well, what should I do? And he said, well, here's the problem is that there were people sitting on like their stoop of their stairs. Cause I was kind of like here, you know, like all like there were homes had like little stoops, you know, and there was like two people sitting right there. And he was like, well, if those people weren't sitting right there, I would say, just go. He's like, but without it, like, I don't know, you know? And then I had that moral obligation too, as I was like, well, shit, like, should I just go? Like, I don't see any damage, but there was definitely a noise. So he was like, all right, do this. He was like, write a note, but leave the wrong phone number.
No. Oh, no.
So that it still looks like we're like putting it down, but then we'll just, you know, we'll go. And I thought about it for a second. I was like, okay, so I did it. And I don't know if I should feel bad about that or not. Like, what were your thoughts on that, Mom? Was that the wrong white lie to tell? Because I did, and I swear this is not just trying to make myself look better. Y'all know me; I don't care. I'll look bad in front of you. I don't care. But like, I literally saw no damage to the car.
Uh-huh.
I literally didn't. If I would have, you know, definitely left information.
Yes.
But I definitely heard like some kind of little pop, but nothing looked off. Like nothing looked off. Mm. So do you think that was a bad white lie to tell?
Mm. You know, here's my dilemma. I mean, it's the same one I'm having. A lie is a lie.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, a lie is a lie. It could be a little lie, but it's still a lie. So,
but would you have done that, or would you have?
Well, I mean, considering there was no damage, I wouldn't worry.
Would
about
you?
It,
would
honestly.
You have just driven off, or would you have left a fake note too?
No, I think I would have left a fake note just to save face, which is exactly what y'all.
So you think that was okay? That was an okay white lie.
I don't know that it's okay,
but you would have done okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that reassurance on there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give us your white lie. And let's see if this is too bad or not.
Okay, so you know we had an Airbnb reserved for Christmas. And now we are actually going to be co-leasing with...
Well, explain this. This actually, I think, is kind of a big deal.
Okay. So, you know, Maggie, your sister, is having triplets sometime in November, December. And, you know, we'll be going up there a lot. I mean, I will be going up there a lot to help her with the babies. And so will John's mom. So John's mom just quit her job so that she could come and, you know, help out. And we decided together, the two families, that we would go in together and lease a house that's a mile away from John and Maggie. So we've co-signed for a lease on a house for 6 months, which will be less expensive than a hotel and will be kind of a respite for us, right? Because it could get a little bit hairy, and we do need to get some sleep.
Sure.
If we're going to be
like,
helpful.
Love the babies, going to my house, goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. And plus, it'll be good to give John and Maggie some breathing room, not to be in their face, you know, every day for 2 weeks.
So you've rented a house in Knoxville for how long?
We have, for 6 months. That starts a little before Thanksgiving.
And it's furnished?
It's furnished. Nice. Everything's there. We can just walk in. Okay, so knowing that we would be there on Christmas, our family would be there on Christmas, you know, I signed up for an Airbnb, a month or 6 weeks ago for Christmas for us.
Yeah.
Well, now, of course, we don't need that because we have this other house. Yeah.
Don't give any names in this next part.
No, I won't. So someone suggested that when I request a cancellation, which I need to do today, that I just say, well, my husband's chemo schedule changed. What? So that, you know, we're playing on their sympathy.
Yeah, what in the world?
Because my poor sick husband, I just don't think I can do it. I just don't think I can.
What in the world?
I mean, yeah, his chemo schedule did change, but it had nothing to do.
Well, okay, well, hang on, though. But hang on. If it changed,
yeah?
Hang on.
Yeah?
Let's talk through this.
That's what this person's saying.
Let's talk through this. If you just said, so my husband's chemotherapy schedule has changed. Period. We're going to need to cancel the reservation for Christmas. Period. I mean, it's not a lie.
It's not a lie, but it's,
if you're not like, and not, because of that, and if you're just like two separate thoughts.
Yeah. And I'm not saying due to.
No.
No, I know. But, you know, it's still a lie is a lie. If you know it's a lie in your heart, it's a lie. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I can do that. I just don't know. I mean, it's going to cost me $400, I think. Because that's how much the deposit is.
Okay.
And I assume that's what they'll keep.
Certified fans, talk about that on the page. That's a good question.
Please.
Should she do that? Like, would you do that? Or is that just too far? Because again, when you start, it's almost like saying like you need time off work because somebody died when they didn't actually die or something. You know what I mean? Like, is it just?
Exactly. Or they did die, but it has nothing. They died a year ago.
Yeah. Like, it's $400 though. Like, would you go in with that same? I know one family member that for sure would. My dad would have no problem with that. But
I don't know. He doesn't know about that yet.
Well, what do you think?
Yeah, I would love to hear people's comments. Yeah. I'll hang out. I won't do it until I hear from you.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, let's do Ask My Mom. This one actually was kind of fun. I got this over a DM maybe 2 days ago. We're kind of a little backlogged on Ask My Mom, but I felt like this one was actually kind of appropriate. Ask My Mom is an advice segment, and this is what we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And if you ever have a dilemma that you're – I'm going to start on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That was so muscle memory. 3 years of saying that. We do this whenever we want now. We don't have – we just do this.
Some Tuesdays and some Thursdays.
Just never some weeks. I don't know. Whenever you're going through a dilemma and you would like some motherly advice, certifiedmomandsboy.com and click on Contact Us. Tell us your situation. And my mom will give you her motherly advice. We hop in with our two cents as well. So what do we have for this week, Mother?
Dear Mama Nancy, so I bought a giant container of little bags of pretzels to pass out on Halloween. And my two kids tell me it's lame. It's the third year in a row I'm giving these out, and they tell me that none of their friends like little bags of pretzels. They want me to give out fun-sized candy bars instead, but I already bought the pretzels. I don't want my house to be the one the kids complain about with the lame Halloween treats. So tell me, do you think I should go buy some candy bars, or are the pretzels not as lame as my kids are making them out to be? We love your podcast, and we'd love you to decide this family debate. Love you forever. Well, I've been guilty of giving out pretzels. So I must
have
been.
You gave out pretzels?
I have given out pretzels. Yeah.
That's lame. You know, a couple of years ago, I want to remember that we gave everyone the challenge that listened to this podcast to do full size candy bars. It was the year.
That's right.
It was the year after. Was it COVID or the year after COVID? I don't remember.
The year after. Yeah, it was the year after.
So, yeah.
Because everybody was back out and we were kind of celebrating.
Yeah, so we did full-size candy bars and we just asked everyone to listen to the podcast. And that was kind of fun to watch all of your pictures. It's just funny all the phases we go through, right? That was really fun to watch. Right now it's fun to see all of your – everyone's on the Certified Fans page is posting their Halloween decorations in their neighborhood, which is really fun to watch. And I don't know. I love the podcast, man. It's fun to do this.
Yeah, it is fun.
So, wait, when did you give out pretzels?
I don't remember what year it was, but I did. I gave out pretzels
one year. Where were you? Where were you living at the time? Was it up there? Or?
No, when we lived in Norcross.
Oh.
I've never had a trick-or-treater here ever.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. Not one. Not
did
one.
Did you feel like it was whack? I feel like, man, like nobody, listen, there's just certain things that nobody wants in the trick-or-treating. Like,
well, you know what? You get so much sugary candy. I think it's a kind of a nice break. You know, I mean, remember we had a dentist in our neighborhood that used to always give out toothbrushes.
That's not what we're here for.
Y'all
you know what I mean?
Like so much.
I think they both can be true. Like, by saying that you get so much sugar is like, yeah, of course, it's Halloween. You know what I mean?
So do you think they should go out and buy the little fun-sized candy bars?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah. I don't think you should give away anything but candy on Halloween. Yeah. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
We don't want little toys. We don't need pennies. We don't need even money, I feel like. Even it's like, okay, we're going to give out dollar bills. I mean, mm-mm. It's just not what we're here for. Popcorn, no.
Yeah.
Flossing, no. You know, like, prove me wrong.
Yeah, I have to think from a kid perspective, though. I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
I don't know that my pretzels went ever big. I mean, they've done it 3 years in a row, but I can remember the kids looking at that like, really?
Was there ever...
That's all you got.
Was there ever a time or a thing, even, I mean, I don't know, like, you, this could be as a kid that somebody gave you something other than candy that was cool, or maybe as an adult, like, that your kids have gotten. I can't think of one thing that would be more fun to get
than candy.
Like, that's, you know, what we're here for. We're literally here for one thing.
Yeah.
And that thing is candy.
Yeah.
So
I think I'm in agreement with you. The fun size candy bars are better.
It's lame.
And pretzels last forever, so just keep them around and throw them in your lunchbox.
There's like a Halloween hierarchy, right? Like, king size, it's like king size candy bars will always be number one, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Nothing beats that. And then, like,
no.
You know, regular candy bars. And within that hierarchy of, you know, of candy bars or candy in general, there's definitely things that are better and worse. Like, Smarties, don't need that. We're good with all that. Bubble gum, don't need that. No, we don't need that.
Candy corn.
Yeah, candy corn, unnecessary. We don't need that. Like, just get the bangers. Just, you know what to do.
The Almond Joys.
Yeah, it's fine. That's fine.
Bars.
Anything that's like just at the grocery store,
Kit-Kat.
A smaller version, which, by the way, like, I think I talked about this last year. I'll talk about it again. It's so expensive to buy Halloween candy.
So crazy.
Yeah, it's like $50 for a damn bag. I'm like, what? Like,
that's so crazy.
Insane.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
And then, you know, after that, it's like kind of everything else. After that, I would say I'd probably put like the dollars underneath that.
Hmm.
And then I'd probably put the pretzels underneath that. Anything that's like salty.
Yeah.
And then, like, everything else, probably toys.
And then a toothbrush.
Yeah, toys underneath that, some kind of toy. And then, the absolute worst is a toothbrush. That'd be like, I don't know. That's just not what we're here for, okay? You know why we came out tonight, okay?
So, I wonder how many kids stopped going to his house.
Yeah, it's lame, man. I'd be egging that house. Man, it's lame. All right, well, Mom, that's going to do it for you today. Welcome back. I love you.
Honey, it's fun being back. Love you forever.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Yeah, Thursday show should be interesting. My brother is, in case you don't know, maybe you're new to my podcast, my brother had a spiritual awakening about 5 years ago and has his life has gone completely off the rails ever since then. He's just a very fascinating person. And I never quite felt like he fit into the podcast, but More Mama's Boy is a fun place to be. So hopefully you'll come back and join us Thursday show. It is very good to be here with you. I did miss you. It feels weird taking a week off. I mean, it already felt weird with this reduced schedule, but I missed you. What I'm trying to say is I missed you. I'm glad to be back with you. And I'm glad you pressed play. There's so many podcasts now, right? Literally everyone's got a podcast. All of your neighbors all the way down the street have a podcast they want you to listen to. But you press play on Certified Mama's Boy, and I appreciate that.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.